Well, thank you, Jerry. Good morning, everyone. And thank you once again for sharing your morning with Wixie Classic 99.1 and your region's Ag Force. I'm Gail Cunningham, Farm Director here at Wixie Classic. And a week or so ago, I had a gentleman with me from the Innovation Center of the U.S. Dairy. His name is Robert Medea, and he's the project manager of Farm Energy Efficiency. And I have him. It was such an interesting subject and one that's very, very timely for all of us down here on the farm. But I wanted to have Robert back with us this morning. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, and glad to be back. I know this is an important topic, so there's a lot to cover.
It certainly is, and therefore the time length we've got this morning, we can go a little bit more in depth. You know, Bob, as we talked before, the actual energy inflation has really started to climb, and our energy costs down here on the farms and ranches continues to climb, but now we have a way to really kind of check out the efficiency of our energy on the farm, do we not?
Yes, and that's, you know, that's a great point, because we've projected around 10% inflation this year for energy, and that's it's a controllable cost that we see for farmers through looking at an energy audit and using that as a tool and as a guide in terms of what can be saved on the dairy farm.
Well, this innovation is kind of fostered by the Innovation Center of the U.S. Dairy, and I believe that the center of the U.S. Dairy Innovation Center, that is, was founded about, 2008, Bob?
Yes, it was 2008, and it was founded by dairy farmers, by America's Dairy Farmers, through the Dairy Management, Inc., which is the checkoff.
Well, in this particular case, Robert, we're not just talking about dairies. I think any farm can qualify through the Natural Resources Conservation Service in our local areas, and we service such a broad area. Whatever area you're in, the NRCS office can help us provide some funding now, right, Robert?
That's right, Gail. And this funding, the first deadline is February 3rd, and we want to urge producers to go to the local NRCS office and apply for this energy audit. What the energy audit also can do, it not only provides a sort of roadmap for the farmer to see where they're spending energy or using energy, rather, and where they can save energy, but it's also a link to, once that audit is completed, the farmer can go back and apply for that equipment that was listed in the recommendations to apply for that equipment and some funding help there as well.
Well, the energy audit is an excellent tool and just another step to putting together an efficient farm and a farm plan for each individual farm, whether it be dairy or beef or swine or corn and bean rotation farms. It's all kind of relative.
Yeah, and it's, you know, as I mentioned, it's a, you know, energy is a controllable cost, and like any other cost on the farm, it would be really beneficial to look at and have a plan set for how to control your costs as much as possible.
And Robert, I think the Innovation Center for Dairy, there's a website that we can go to get a little bit more information. I believe that's usdairy.com/saveenergy. Is that right, Robert?
Yes, that's correct. That's specifically on the Farm Energy Program. We also have the Innovation Center site, which is usdairy.com.
Right.
So that's available as well as a resource.
Well, it's of course, the Innovation Center is supported by the NRCS and its focus on accelerating the energy conservation and building awareness of on-farm energy audits. And this audit, once again, the first national deadline cutoff, folks, is February the 3rd. And these funds are actually coming through the EQIP funding, is it not?
Yes, EQIP is the source of the funding for this program.
And folks, that EQIP means the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and that's the funding that will work through the NRCS for the farm energy audits. And once again, Robert, I'm going to go back to a comment that you and I made together. It was absolutely staggering to me to see that on an average dairy, that a dairy farmer will spend somewhere around $40 per cow per year just on electricity, and if they can save $4 or $5 a cow per year, that translates into thousands of dollars.
Right, and that's a big savings, and that can go a long way with little time investment as well. Some of the larger decisions and more complicated decisions on renewable energy or other things take more time, but this is something that's the audit takes a few hours of the farmer's time, and then going in again potentially for equipment that comes out of the recommendations is not a whole lot of time and can really pay off as far as the return on investment and the cost savings per year.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the funding is available right now to help you as producers address some of those on-farm energy use and to increase the efficiency of your farm. And once again, you can go to your local NRCS office for the funding available and to make that application. Once again, Bob, that application first deadline is February the 3rd, correct?
February 3rd, that is right.
Robert Madea, is certainly a pleasure to get a chance to talk with you once again, and thank you for bringing us up to speed again. This is a valuable program with the EQIP funds and a little bit of time. We can surely, with the snow on the ground and it blowing and cold, now would be the time to go in the NRCS office and check this out. Robert, it's certainly been a pleasure to have you back on the air with us today.
Thank you so much, Gail. It was a pleasure. And I just urge producers, as one more final comment here, to really get educated on this issue. I mean, there's the usdairy.com/saveenergy is a great way to do that. And just know what you're using for energy and know that there are ways out there to help you reduce that cost.
Robert Madea from the Innovation Center of U.S. Dairy. He's been the project manager of this farm energy efficiency. Folks, you don't want to miss this opportunity, and it's a valuable opportunity for each and every one of us. And folks, we appreciate you joining us as well today. And here in just a few moments, we're going to be running over to Premier Cooperative and check out what's going on in the overnight markets with Premier Dean Killian from the Premier Cooperative. Once again, folks, I'll remind you that the Midwest Ag Expo, Wednesday and Thursday, yours truly, along with the Furniture Row, Farm American, race car from NASCAR, will be with our exhibit in the Ag Force One vehicle, and we'll be broadcasting live and direct both Wednesday and Thursday from the Midwest Ag Expo up at Gordyville. Folks, thanks a lot for being with us, and I'll wish another thank you to Robert Madea. Thanks, Bob, for being with us once again.
Thank you, Gail.
Folks, you stay tuned for more here. You're on Wixie Classic 99.1 and your region's Ag Force.